Welcome to this energetic tutorial on balancing dense percussion in your drum and bass mixes. If you're an intermediate producer tired of muddiness and craving clarity, you're in the right spot. Today, we're diving into practical steps and techniques tailored specifically for the unique characteristics of drum and bass. By the end of this lesson, you'll have crafted a clean mix of a dense D&B track featuring punchy kick and snare hits, complex hi-hat patterns, rich percussive layers, and a well-balanced overall mix that maintains energy without sounding cluttered. Let's kick things off with step 1. Setting up your project. Open Ableton Live and create a new project. Make sure to set your BPM to around 170 to 175, the classic tempo for drum and bass. Next, create audio and MIDI tracks for your drums, bass, and any additional percussion instruments you plan to use. Remember, high-quality samples are key. Websites like Splice or Loopmasters are great resources for kicks, snares, hi-hats, and more. Now, let's move to the fun part, layering percussion. Start with your kick. Load your kick sample onto a MIDI track, and don't hesitate to layer multiple kick samples if needed. A tip here: add an EQ8 cut below 20 Hz with a high-pass filter and boost around 60 Hz to give it some body. Set your kick volume to around -6 dB as a starting point. Next up is the snare. Use a MIDI track to layer a clap on top of your snare for that additional snap. Adding some saturation can give it warmth and character, while compressing it with a ratio of 4:1 will tighten up those dynamics. Let's keep the energy up with our hi-hat patterns. Create an offset pattern using closed hi-hats that are placed slightly off the beat. Here's a pro move: apply sidechain compression triggered by the kick for a classic pumping effect. And don't forget those extra percussion elements. Incorporate samples like shakers or tambourines for texture. The key here is to keep their volume lower, around -12 to -15 dB, so they enhance rather than overpower. Now that we've layered our percussion, it's time to balance the mix. Start by ensuring that your kick and snare are the loudest elements, sitting around -3 dB. Bring everything else down, think -6 to -12 dB for those additional elements. Next, let's talk panning. Slightly pan the snare to the left and the clap to the right for width. Keep your kick and main percussion elements focused in the center for impact. For a cohesive sound, create a drum bus track. Route all your drum tracks to this bus and add a gentle compressor with settings like a threshold of -15 dB and a ratio of 4:1 to glue the sounds together. A little light reverb about 10% wet can add some nice depth. Now, it's time for fine-tuning. Check your mix in mono to minimize any phase issues. Make use of EQ once again across the bus to carve out competing frequencies specifically, reducing around 250 to 300 Hz for clarity. Let's quickly address some common mistakes. Watch out for low-end clashes between your kick and bass line. Proper EQing can help. Avoid overcompressing your percussion, as you still want that dynamic punch. And remember to monitor your mix in various environments, like headphones or car speakers, to see how it translates. For some pro tips, consider using darker samples for a grittier texture. Experiment with atmospheric elements in the background and use reverb sparingly to maintain that darker D&B vibe. As you practice, try creating a short 16-bar loop using only your kick, snare, and hi-hats. Explore layering different percussive elements, balancing levels, and applying bus processing. You'll start to hear how everything glues together. To recap, today we focused on balancing dense percussion in drum and bass to achieve both clarity and punch. Remember the importance of effective layering, creative EQ, and compression for cohesion. Keep honing your mixing skills. Every track brings its own unique challenges. Now, go unleash those beats. There's a whole world of dark, intricate D&B waiting for your sonic touch. Happy producing!